Shalom, brothers and sisters. Yahweh gives us a command about what we are doing today. In fact, what we're doing this week, which is found in Leviticus 23, beginning at verse 39. Also, on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of Yahweh for 7 days. On the first day there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the eighth day a Sabbath rest, and you shall take for yourselves on the day, on the first day, the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh, your Elohim, for 7 days. And he's the Elohim here, so we have to do it. It's a command, you shall rejoice, you shall be happy. It's also found in Deuteronomy 16, beginning at verse 13. You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. When you have gathered from the threshing floor and from your wine press, and you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow who are within your gates. Now, what does within your gates mean? Well, that means if you're in a walled city, there's an entrance in that city, and it has gates, so that if someone wants to attack, you can close the gates, and you're safe in that city. So those who are within your gates are those who are in the city and the protection of that wall and those gates, and those people are the ones who shall be celebrating and a joyful in Jerusalem for the feast. Verse 15 says, 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to Yahweh your Elohim in the place which Yahweh chooses, because Yahweh your Elohim will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you shall surely rejoice. Hallelujah. We are happy to do that. Rejoice is the Hebrew word samach, which means to brighten up, to be gleesome, cheer up, be glad, have joy, be merry, rejoice. Sometimes we get into a blue funk and nothing seems to satisfy us. We have days or sometimes even months when we are not happy. Some people seem to live their entire lives that way, don't they? They remind me of the cartoon character that went around with his own personal black cloud over his head. Is there an answer? Well, is there a way for believers to be happy just about 24/7? Probably no one will be too surprised that the answer to such a broad question would be more than a word or two. As a matter of fact, Yahweh has given us several keys to having a life full of pleasure and joy. Hallelujah. If it feels good, do it, is not the answer. That only leads to paying the price later. Proverbs 14, verse 12 and 13 says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Even in laughter there may be sorrow, and the end of mirth may be grief. I knew of a person who thought it was good to drink a can of Pepsi or two every day. They found cancer in her colon, and a surgeon had to take it out. She didn't know that the Pepsi probably caused the cancer, and she kept drinking it. The cancer came back, and she did indeed die. Brethren, I'd encourage you to take notes on this message. And don't just take notes and file them away somewhere. Review them from time to time. And apply them in your life and in your family. Psalm 128, verse 4 verses say, "Blessed are all who fear Yahweh and walk in his steps." So the first key to happiness is to fear and love Yahweh. Verse 3 says, verse 2 says, "You shall eat the labor of your hands, be blessed, and let it be well with you. Let your wife be as a fruit-bearing vine within your house, your sons like olive plants all around your table. Look, so shall a man be blessed who fears Yahweh." The second key is trust. Trust Yahweh. King Hezekiah, whose name means strengthened by Yah, had a lot of experience in trusting Yahweh in times of trouble. In 2 Kings 18 and 19, we see Jerusalem besieged twice by great and powerful armies. One general said, "I've got 2,000 extra horses to give you if you have riders to put on them." But there apparently weren't that many Israelite soldiers available. King Hezekiah asked Isaiah, whose name means saved by Yah, the prophet, to pray to Elohim, to Yahweh, for them, and the general simply decided to go home. John and Adriana and their son Jeremy wrote suggesting that trusting in Yahweh is a good way to more happiness. Hallelujah. Key number 3 is to have a happy attitude. Some may call it PMA, positive mental attitude. Psalms 32, 10 and 11 says, "Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in Yahweh, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in Yahweh, and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart." Psalm 33, the first verse says, "Rejoice in Yahweh, all you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful." Yahweh loves it. So let's be sure to praise Yahweh enthusiastically during this feast. Knowing that Yahweh is our Elohim is a good reason to have a happy heart. I like to sing the song, "O Give Thanks Unto Yahweh." It's based on Psalm 136. "O give thanks unto Yahweh, give thanks to Yahweh El Shaddai. He performs wonderful works. He stretched the earth above the sea. Give thanks to Yahweh, he is good. He who alone doeth great works, his kindness shall always endure. His mercy never fails. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for it was he who made great lights, for the day he made the sun, and for the night the moon and stars. Give thanks to Yahweh, he is good. He who alone doeth great works, his kindness shall always endure. His mercy never fails. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh. He struck at Egypt's stubborn pride. Their firstborn he took in wrath. He led his people through the sea. Give thanks to Yahweh, he is good. He who alone doeth great works, his kindness shall always endure. His mercy never fails. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for mighty kings of mighty names he destroyed and put to shame. Israel was saved from all their foes. Give thanks to Yahweh, he is good. He who alone doeth great works, his kindness shall always endure. His mercy never fails. There's so much to be thankful for. We should let Yahweh's joy fill us at all times. After all, one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. I don't know if the list of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22 is in order of importance, but joy is second only to love. Yahweh wants us to have joy and gives his Spirit to bring joy to us. Any measure of joy we may get from other people or from things we own or use cannot compare with the joy we have through Yahweh's Spirit. PMA. We just need to open to it. Think about what your joy seems. Think about that when your joy seems lacking. Don't let the things of the world crowd out the blessings Yahweh wants you to have. If we seek out our joy from Yahweh's Spirit, we won't be disappointed. The fourth key is to build a family based on Yahweh's ways. What a blessing a loving family is. Psalm 127 talks about that. Says, unless Yahweh builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless Yahweh guards the city, keep those gates closed when they need to be, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he gives his beloved sleep. And those who are loved by Yahweh can rest safely through the night. Behold, children are a heritage from Yahweh. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. So are the well-trained children of one's youth. Well-trained is a phrase that I added because children are not necessarily always a blessing in a family. If they're brats, they're maybe more trouble than it seems worth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. So the gates of the city were often used as a place for a gathering of the men to make decisions. And when Yahweh is the head of the city, then their decisions will be good and they don't have to be ashamed. Review the article, A Loving Family. I brought some copies of that with me today, so if you're here, I can give you a copy of The Loving Family. Key number 5, we also need to do things for others. That really does contribute to a person's peace and happiness. In Proverbs 14:21, we read, "He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he." And Proverbs 19:17 says, "He who has pity on the poor lends to Yahweh, and he, Yahweh, will pay back what he has given to the poor." And Yahshua talked about it in Mark 9:41, "For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Messiah, surely I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." Yahshua will see to that. And in Hebrews 13, verse 1, we read, "Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels." So be good to people, especially poor people. And key number 7 is to seek correction from Yahweh. In Job 5:17, we read, "Behold, happy is the man whom Elohim corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty." So if you feel some correction in your life, respond to it. Yield to Yahweh when he wants to correct you. In Hebrews 12:6, we read, "Because Yahweh disciplines those he loves and punishes everyone he accepts as a son." So, I think I mentioned before that I was sitting in a sermon, listening to a sermon, and I don't remember what the man said from the pulpit, but I do remember that my oldest child, who was about 7 at the time, told me during that sermon, "I love you, Daddy, and it's all right about the spankings." And in James 1, verse 2, we read, "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the proving of your belief works endurance." So when things seem to be going badly for you, things coming up one right after another, and doesn't seem to be going well, you should know that the proving of your belief works endurance. So stick with it, be patient. Yahweh will give you your reward in due time. And verse 4, "Let endurance have a..." Next page. Oh, my pages got mixed up. I'm sorry. They didn't get mixed up. "Let endurance have a perfect work, so that you be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Yahweh's forgiveness is surely one of the best reasons to be happy and rejoice. In 2 Kings 18 and 19, we read about King Hezekiah, whose name means strengthened in Yah, who had a lot of experience in trusting Yahweh in times of trouble. We see Jerusalem besieged twice by great and powerful armies. Okay, here's where the line comes in. The general said, "I've got 2,000 extra horses to give you if you have riders to put on them." but apparently there weren't that many Israelite soldiers. King Hezekiah asked Isaiah, whose name means saved by Yah, the prophet, to pray to Yahweh for them, and the general just decided to go home. Next, another great army besieged Jerusalem, and the general sent a nastygram to Hezekiah, telling him to give up. Well, Hezekiah took it to the temple and spread it out for Yahweh to read, and prayed for Yahweh to help. Yahweh answered, "I have covered over this city to save it for my own sake and for the sake of David, my servant." And it comes to pass in that night that a messenger of Yahweh goes out and smites the camp of Asher, 185,000, and they arise early in the morning, and lo, all of them are dead corpses. I like Young's literal translation of that passage because it shows an interesting picture of waking up and noticing that you are all dead. There's another great story of King Abijah, my father is Yah, and trusting in Yahweh in 2 Chronicles 13. Of course, the apostles in the New Covenant Assembly had learned from Yahshua to trust in Yahweh. Paul sends us a message through what he told Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:17-19. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living Elohim, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come. And that they may lay hold on eternal life. That's a pretty good reward for being happy. So the seven keys that we have looked at are, number one, to fear and love Yahweh. Number two, to trust in Yahweh. Number three, seek correction. Four, have a happy attitude. Let your joy be in Yahweh. Number five, build a family based on Yahweh's ways. That indicates to me a home full of love and peace and joy. Number six, do things for others, especially believers. And number seven, stay out of trouble. I'll just conclude with some very encouraging scriptures. Deuteronomy 33:29. Happy are you, O Israel. Who is like you, a people saved by Yahweh? The shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. Your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down their high places. And check out Deuteronomy 30. It's a very encouraging chapter. And it's just a couple of pages over. Psalm 146, verse 5 to 10, is happy is he who has the Elohim of Jacob for his help. And Jacob is another word for Israel. Whose hope is in Yahweh, his Elohim, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. Yahweh gives freedom to the prisoners. Yahweh opens the eyes of the blind. Yahweh raises those who are bowed down. Yahweh loves the righteous. Yahweh watches over the strangers. He relieves the father and the widow. but the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. And that doesn't make it easy to walk. Yahweh shall reign forever, your Elohim, O Zion, to all generations. Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And Psalm 32 says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom Yahweh does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. I groaned a little bit with these old bones. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. Selah. That word Selah means think about that. So my vitality has been turned to the drought of summer. And sometimes that happens to us. We hit a bad patch and the road is rough and we need Yahweh's protection and support at a time like that. So be happy in Yahweh, praise Yahweh, and be good to people. And that will help. I acknowledged my sin to you. That's another key to happiness. When we acknowledge our sin to Yahweh, he returns favor to us for doing that. And my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to Yahweh. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. There's another Selah. So we know that when we sin and repent of that sin and confess it to Yahweh, then Yahweh will forgive the iniquity. Verse 6, for this cause everyone who is saintly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. And Yahweh may be found when we are repentant. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. And you shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. Yahweh answered, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. So when we can't see the right way, Yahweh promises that he will guide us. Do not be like the horse and like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in Yahweh, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in Yahweh, and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Paul quoted verses 1 and 2 of this psalm in Romans 4, verses 7 and 8. John used the idea from verse 5 in 1 John 1, 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to deliver us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10 reminds us of the importance of trust in Yahweh. Remember, it said, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in Yahweh, mercy shall surround him. We call this faith, and it is the basis for his mercy toward us. Don't you love the next verse? Verse 11 says, be glad in Yahweh and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Hallelujah. Dear friends, may Yahweh bless you with faith and rejoicing on this feast day, one of the days of Yahweh's Feast of Tabernacles. Friends, let us indeed praise Yahweh together on this feast day of Yahweh's. Deuteronomy 28:45 says, all these curses shall come upon you, and they shall pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. So a lot of times we run into problems because we have not obeyed Yahweh. And that's not the road that's going to lead to happiness. We have to obey and trust Yahweh. And they shall be for you a sign and for a wonder and on your seed forever, because you do not serve Yahweh your Elohim with joy and gladness of heart for all the plenty that Yahweh has given us. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 21 says, and the children of Israel who were in Jerusalem performed the festival of unleavened bread 7 days with great joy. And the Levites and the priests praised Yahweh day by day with instruments of praise before Yahweh. And Hezekiah spoke to the heart of all the Levites, those having good understanding concerning Yahweh. So they ate what was appointed 7 days, which was unleavened bread for those 7 days, slaughtering peace offerings and making confession to Yahweh Elohim of their fathers. And all the assembly took counsel to perform another 7 days, and they performed it for another 7 days with joy. In Ezra 3, verse 10, beginning at verse 10, when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of Yahweh, they appointed the priests in their robes with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise Yahweh after the order of David, king of Israel. And they responded by praising and giving thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his kindness towards Israel and is forever. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised Yahweh, because the foundation of the house of Yahweh was laid. And in Nehemiah 8, verse 9, and Nehemiah, who was governor, and Ezra the priest, the tribe. That's a problem. It's not right. It says tribe, but I don't think that's what it is. And the Levites who taught the people said to all the people, this day is set apart to Yahweh your Elohim. Do not mourn nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the Torah. And then he said to them, go, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom none is prepared. For this day is set apart to Yahweh. Do not be sad, for the joy of Yahweh is your strength. And we read in Psalm 5, verse 10, declare them guilty, O Elohim. Let them fall by their own counsels. Thrust them away for their many transgressions, because they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. For you bless the righteous, O Yahweh. You surround him with favor as with a shield. And in Psalm 27, beginning at verse 6, "Now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I offer in his tent with shouts of joy. I sing, yes, I sing praises to Yahweh. Hear, O Yahweh, when I cry out with my voice, and show me favor and answer me. To my heart you have said, seek my face. Your face, Yahweh, I seek." About 73 years ago, someone gave me Psalm 92 to remember, and I still like it for this feast day. It says, verse 1 of Psalm 92 says, "It is good to give thanks to Yahweh and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your kindness in the morning and your trustworthiness each night, on 10 strings and on the harp, to the sounding chords of the lyre. For you have made me rejoice with your work, O Yahweh. I shout for joy at the works of your hands. O Yahweh, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. We praise Yahweh because he commands it. And we praise Yahweh because we love him. We praise Yahweh because he loves us and sent his son to save us. We praise Yahshua because he loved us enough to give his life. Give thanks to Yahweh, he is good. He who alone doeth great works, his kindness shall always endure. His mercy never fails." We read in Luke 12:32 a quotation from Yahshua the Messiah, "Do not fear, little flock, because your Father did delight to give you the kingdom." That's where we are headed. We praise Yahweh for that and all the other wonderful gifts that Yahweh has given his people. Hallelujah.